Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nainar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Manager's Path: A Guide for Tech Leaders Navigating Growth and Change by Camille Fournier. Is a practical nonfiction guide for software engineers and technical professionals who are moving into management or advancing through technical leadership roles. First published as a handbook for engineering managers, it focuses on the realities of leading in technology organizations, where management is closely tied to technical judgment, communication, and team design. The book follows a career path that begins with the first steps into management and extends to mentoring, team leadership, managing managers, and executive-level responsibilities such as shaping technical direction. Its purpose is not to provide abstract leadership theory, but to offer concrete frameworks for day-to-day decisions that arise when an engineer becomes responsible for other people's growth, performance, and collaboration. Because it addresses multiple stages of leadership, the book is useful both as an entry point for new managers and as a reference for more experienced leaders facing organizational change. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the shift from individual contributor to manager is a change in job design, not just responsibility. One of the book's central ideas is that becoming a manager requires a fundamental change in how technical work is understood. Fournier treats management as a discipline with its own skills, rather than as a reward for strong coding performance. That distinction matters because many new managers assume they should keep solving problems directly, when the real task is to create conditions in which others can solve them. The book therefore emphasizes mindset change managers must move from producing work themselves to setting priorities, clarifying goals, and removing blockers. This shift is especially important in tech teams, where an engineer's credibility often comes from deep technical knowledge. But a manager's effectiveness depends on enabling output through people. By framing management as a separate craft, the book helps readers see why competence in engineering does not automatically translate into success in leadership. It also explains why early management can feel difficult, the feedback loops are slower, the work is less visible, and success depends on judgment rather than direct implementation. Secondly, one-on-ones and mentoring are treated as the core operating system of technical leadership. The book gives sustained attention to one-on-one meetings and mentoring because these are the main ways managers learn what is happening in a team and support individual growth. Rather than treating one-on-ones as status updates, Fournier presents them as structured conversations about career development, blockers, motivation, and feedback. This approach is practical because technical teams often work on complex, distributed problems where hidden concerns can persist until they affect delivery or retention. Mentoring extends that logic by helping managers guide less experienced engineers, tech leads, and even future managers without taking ownership away from them. The book makes clear that effective mentoring is not about giving answers to every problem. It is about building judgment, encouraging reflection, and helping people progress to the next level of responsibility. This topic matters because many technical organizations struggle when they promote people into leadership without giving them a strong model for supporting others. By centering regular conversations and developmental support, the book shows how management becomes a continuous process rather than an occasional intervention. Delegation, feedback, and avoiding micromanagement are presented as technical management disciplines. A major practical concern in the book is how managers hand off work without losing visibility or control. Fournier treats delegation as a skill that must be learned deliberately, especially by leaders who are used to being the most technically capable person in the room. The book explains why micromanagement is a common failure mode. It creates bottlenecks, weakens trust, and prevents team members from developing independence. Good delegation is therefore tied to clarity about outcomes, ownership, and decision boundaries. Feedback is part of the same system, because delegation fails when expectations remain implicit or when managers avoid difficult conversations. The book supports a direct but measured approach to feedback, including performance reviews and ongoing coaching, so issues are addressed before they become structural problems. This makes the topic more than a communication lesson. It is a design problem for team execution. If managers cannot delegate effectively, teams stay dependent on them. If they cannot give usable feedback, people do not improve. The book's value lies in connecting these habits to both productivity and team health, rather than presenting them as soft skills separate from engineering work. Fourthly, scaling from one team to multiple teams requires new structures, not just more oversight. As the book moves into managing a team, managing multiple teams, and managing managers, it shows that leadership changes shape at each level. A manager who succeeds with one team cannot simply repeat the same behavior across several groups. Because coordination problems, communication load, and decision complexity increase sharply, Fournier addresses this by focusing on organizational design, prioritization, and the creation of stable systems for information flow. When a leader is responsible for multiple teams, direct involvement in every issue becomes impossible, so the role shifts towards setting direction, aligning goals, and helping other managers lead effectively. This is one of the book's strongest contributions because it avoids the common assumption that senior management is just a larger-scale version of entry-level management. Instead, it shows that each layer requires a different type of attention: team management, manager coaching, and broader strategic alignment. The book also reflects the reality that technical organizations often grow quickly and unevenly, so leaders need methods for maintaining culture and execution standards as the structure becomes more complex. This makes the content especially relevant for startups and scaling engineering organizations. Lastly, engineering culture and CTO-level thinking connect people management to technical direction in its later sections. The book expands beyond direct team leadership to questions of culture, organizational identity, and executive responsibility. Fournier discusses how technical leaders shape the environment through the norms they reinforce, the behaviors they reward, and the standards they establish for collaboration and communication. This matters because culture in engineering groups is not separate from delivery. It affects how teams handle conflict, learn from mistakes, and respond to change. The book also addresses the CTO perspective, where leadership must connect technical vision with business goals. At that level, the job is no longer only about internal team performance, but about making strategic decisions that support the wider company. This topic distinguishes the book from narrower management guides because it follows the reader all the way to senior leadership while remaining grounded in practical team concerns. It shows that technical leadership becomes more valuable when it can connect people, process, and product direction into one coherent system. In conclusion, the manager's path is best suited to software engineers, tech leads, engineering managers, and aspiring CTOs who want a realistic guide to leadership in technical organizations. It is especially useful for readers who are newly responsible for people and need help with the practical mechanics of one-on-ones, delegation, feedback, hiring, team structure. The book stands out because it does not treat management as generic business advice applied to engineers. Instead, it recognizes that technical leadership has its own constraints, vocabulary, and failure modes compared with broader leadership books. It is more specific about the realities of engineering work and more grounded in the career stages that technical professionals actually move through. Its main strength is that it combines operational guidance with a clear view of how roles evolve as organizations grow. Readers looking for a concise theory of leadership may find it less abstract than other books, but those seeking practical direction for real management situations will find it unusually relevant and durable. If you would like to support Camille Fournier, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.